Thank you. We're back in session here, and we're going back down the list here, so we have no communication. Committee reports. How about starting with Matt?
So the revenue sharing board met on October 25th, and we approved distribution of 14.5% of revenue to Resort Bear Creek.
Yes, could you speak in your mic, Teresa?
Resort Bear Creek Fire, Emmett County SANE Deputy, Emmett County Sheriff Gaming Deputy, City of Petoskey, and the Emmett County Administration cost, the amount of $62,840.01. Payment of the 2023 winter tax bills, real and personal, in the amount of $138,159.78. And payment to Emmett County EMS for the 2022 runs to the casino and hotel in the amount of $4,828.79. And that's the only committee that's met since the last meeting.
Thank you, Matt. Dave?
Well, I don't have to count on my computer since the clerk wants everything in writing now. So. Don has one road commission, and I have a meeting. November 10th, the road commission met. Meet item at the meeting was the purchase of new trucks. As everyone knows, it takes a while to get trucks. It was decided to order up to 6 trucks, as the lead time to receive those trucks could be up to 24 to 36 months, correct? Mm-hmm. That's about?
They're going to order 6 trucks then.
They're going to try to. They're going to see.
They'll be back again.
They'll be back again.
They're trying to take advantage of getting them ordered.
The finance director said, we'll find the money, find the trucks. North Country Community Mental Health met on the 19th. Major items that were approved were all IT-related and had to do with improved security and staff training regarding that firewall that's hit numerous times over 1 day in the thousands. A bylaw change was approved, which addresses board quorums, and the annual contract for our funding with North Michigan Regional Entity, or NMRE, was approved. On the 2nd, the Area on Aging, Northwest Michigan, met Traverse City with many year-end items. All the boards are doing year-end items. The board approved a grant for disease prevention and health promotion for 2024, and the officers for 2024 were elected, and I again was elected board chair. That's still Brian's thunder. Parks and Rec, board met November 7th. We received a report on the green roof at the Headlands. The report was good. The roof is doing well. There's some work to be completed in the spring to remove some unwanted vegetation and trees. Gulf Point Lighthouse hosted an annual autumn open house, which was well attended with lighthouse tours, refreshments, and games. And with that, go ahead.
All right. Continue with the Parks and Rec. As you mentioned, the Gulf Point Lighthouse. Lower parking has been completed. They do have that report. Camp Petasiga had 225 rentals in October versus 144 in 2022. Halloween weekends in October were the 7th and the 14th, and the staff planted 8 large autumn radiance maple trees from Great Lakes Energy People's Fund. Dave already mentioned the Crooked River Lock is now operational, and staff is going to be working on the removal of those unwanted vegetation in the spring. We did have a estimate from the consultant that did the inspection, and it was a little high, so we think we're going to do with our staff to get that done. Could not attend the DPW meeting, which was on November 2nd, so I'll rely on Don that was with that. The TAC meeting was the shortest meeting I think I've ever been to, like 3 minutes. Met November 8th at CCE, did a brief review of the budget, set the public hearing for December 20th. And the new CAD system recommendation will be from the administrators and the board chairman and will be presented at the December meeting. Right?
Negative. No. I don't see.
That's what Pam, or that's what.
That's Al.
Yeah. She was with
them. that's a good hope. I mean, it's a big process. We had a discussion today after NLEA meeting with the other two administrators. I think that's a bigger discussion.
Okay.
Sheboygan's all set for one company. Charlevoix is an absolute no on that, and I think that it'll be a challenge.
Okay.
One of the recommendations today was to ask both companies for an extension because there was a fear of a price increase. So we're going to see if they won't. If you mess us up one time, we don't want to do it again.
It used to be controversial.
Yes.
We did have an airport meeting on the 24th of October. Fuel sales continue to be ahead of 2022 levels, though revenues are down due to lower fuel prices. Passenger levels were down 17% from the 2020 due to the reduced schedule from our commercial planes. However, the larger planes did start on October 9th, and the average passenger count for those planes are between 60 and 70 for the 75 passenger planes. The Daifuku building was inspected. We talked about that earlier. And the building is in fairly good condition and may have uses for storage and used by the Sheriff Department. That is my report.
Some of this is old news, but this is the Road Commission on October 17th. A heat road was brought up in Springfield Township that was upgraded from a seasonal road to a plowable road. McDougal Road Bridge was a topic of discussion. That's all since been done with an overlay, but they've had some other issues there as well. But it's open at least. We found out that the auction that they had there at the Road Commission brought in over $23,000 in sales. And there was a couple of lots that didn't sell. They planned on putting those up again. So half the fleet at that time is currently switched over, ready for winter. And then Brent talked about putting in a request for funding, which we addressed tonight, for two different projects, which was Mitchell Street and Lakeshore Drive. On the 25th of October, Straits Regional Ride met, looking at ridership numbers for Emmett County. Ridership is up 500 riders so far for fiscal year 2023, and has been the case. Petoskey and surrounding Fairfield Township has the large majority of ridership and that increase. Finances are in good shape this year, even though revenue for the feds is reduced. State revenue made up for it, along with new revenue finances, was up almost $10,000 this year. So Emmett County will not see any charges for this upcoming year from Straits Regional Ride. They have requested an RFP for a study to cost out a building to park the buses. Also part of that RFP is the cost of maintaining that building long-term and identify funding to pay for it.
Might have an opportunity in Pelston.
To store the buses? There you go. That would be a good idea. But they've got, I think at least 12 or 14 buses.
Got plenty of storage, 40,000 square feet.
We can lease it to them, right?
Correct.
And get an agreement for them to maintain the building.
Keep going.
Clean up any old spots.
Yes.
You're doing well, Don. Go, go, go.
Maybe some PFAS, too, while we're at it, right?
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Oh. All right. Delete that from the recording, please. Health Department meeting on November 7th, after the implication that we've had since the beginning of the year, minus 1 month, Scott made a public comment, and after a lot of public comment over the last couple of months and lots of phone calls of both, Scott Hankins, the chairman, commented that we will be doing prayer at every meeting from now on, and that he's listened to all the comments, both pro and con. And I think there was 1 month that we actually had a silent prayer instead of a regular prayer, or a time of silence. So that comment was made at the beginning after the invocation. We listened to the health officer report and received department reports. They went on to new business. The health department offices will be closed December 14th for an all-staff meeting. There may not be a January 2024 meeting. They have yet to decide that yet because there's issues with counties bringing on new commissioners and stuff, and they want their dust to settle. But there still could be a meeting secured. There's a question mark there. We've got a wastewater surveillance update during which there was a motion made to discontinue the grant funding that wastewater wastewater surveillance process. And after a long discussion, that motion was defeated 4-4. That grant is set to run out in May of 24, so it was decided to just let it run out. Thursday, November 2nd, the DBW had their monthly meeting. During the finance report, it sounded, Andy showed us that we'd probably be in the black by at the end of the year, even though commodity prices, as that was brought up, and we discussed the rate increases, have been historic lows most of the year, and they're just now starting to make a comeback. So, but I can remember a couple of years when I was on staff there that we were looking at those low commodities, and we were lucky to come out of black by the end of the year. Sales of commodities is a large source of financial income for them. All right. And we also got to look at the department fund balance, thank you, Pam, and notice that it's nice and healthy and it's able to provide the things that it's used for. And the tenant position was finally held. The solid waste plan is moving ahead slowly. Other business, we approved recommendations on the 2024 price increases, which came before us tonight, and a website hosting contract was approved. Bay Bluffs this morning at 7 o'clock sharp. We were there for a regular meeting, started at 7. And at that meeting, we heard the current census is 63 down due to rehab discharges. The waiting list stands at 63 as well. Budget-wise, for the month, cash on hand is down, and there's a lot of red ink on the budget sheet in expenses. And on the revenue side, there's a lot of green ink. Total revenue is under budget, and total expenses is over for the month as we stand. And what was budgeted? On the capital expenses side, the new boiler project is completed. If I think I heard it correctly, I read in your report tonight that it's a little bit more than still got it quite a ways to go. The Birch Wing is almost completed. It's remodeled. The Apple Blossom is scheduled to be started soon on its remodel. We closed the regular meeting at 8 o'clock, and we began a strategic planning commission that was scheduled for 8 until 12:30. We listened to a presentation from LR Consulting, and it was a very good presentation. There was a lot of good information presented and helped me to realize that there's a lot that goes on in the running care facility. Way too many highlights of that meeting to report on, but two things I could mentioned Bay Bluffs gained a lot of good ideas and are already implementing a lot of them. This is suggestions that were made by the consultants. It would be informational if I could get a clean one of these, maybe enter it in for people to look at, or even just pass it out to this board. It was given to us by the consultants, Lebanon and Rothman Consulting, did a presentation to us. Okay. It's got some markings on there, but there's nothing to answer. Condescending. Anyway, so Bay Bluffs had already implemented some ideas that they mentioned it would be good for us to do it. And the last comment, Bay Bluffs was ranked number 3 by CMS in Michigan for facilities 100 to 149 beds. And in that information, it talks about CMS and how they go about the rankings and the 5 things that they look at. And I could read them to you probably, but there's 5 different things that they look at. And even if you do get a 5-star rating, you have to be in the top 15% to be recognized as a 5-star facility. And so out of all the facilities that CMS looked at, we were 3rd in the state. 100 to 149 beds, which I thought we only have 93, but we're only. So I'm just, it's right in there.
At the closest classification we were 2, maybe. I think that's the closest classification we were 2.
Well, it's very interesting how they look at how they classify things, like the larger, you know, the higher the classification, it affects your billable monies. And places like the Villa, you know, and those that are privately owned, are happy with three.
Wow.
A three-star rating. Because the key to staying in the good hands of Medicare and Medicaid funding is to not rock the boat and try to keep your expenses slow and steady, because your billing, your payout is reflected on what your 2018 charges were. Or 2 years, not, excuse me. They're two, the numbers that they use, what you presented to them 2 years back is what's used to base your billing, your current billing. It's really odd how they do that. So, at any rate, I thought three out of the state was pretty good. But there's only 42 county-owned care facilities in the state, too.
Okay, land bank has been postponed till tomorrow from September 28th. Veterans was rescheduled from October 3rd to October 5th, October 13th. And the breakfast was very successful on Veterans Day on Saturday. 740 people were served at the casino. Got the third quarter stats, which I sent you all. So communications and veteran scene are both up compared to a year ago. And I won't do the exact numbers here, but got graph charts. We're doing a lot of events and outreach. We've got one tonight, actually, down at Beard's Brewery from 6 to 8, which we missed. that's a monthly event. They do it. It's not always at Beard's. It could be somewhere else, too. It's been at, I think, at Poor downtown. Tomorrow morning from 9 to 10 a.m., across the street behind us here at the Legion Hall. There's our coffee's there. It was very successful the last time we had it there. A lot more people came there. There's a lot of room for people there, too, so rather than our office on 119. So that works out really well. Plus, you know, you move it around these places, you see different people, too. You don't just get the same people that can fit it in their schedule and they know exactly where to go. So we're getting a wider variety of our county veterans, so that's good. Project Greenlight, I wasn't in the county to see it. I hope there were green lights.
We had green lights here?
Yeah, in this building? Okay, good. That's a nationwide thing. A lot of counties are really getting into it. We are adopting a Christmas family to help out for Christmas meals and such. And I don't know if we're actively working with my Masonic Lodge on this or not, because we had a similar program in the past, and they had a kind of a vetting system already set up. So I recommended, hey, have a chat with our worship master and see if you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, might have contacts and such to work with people, make it easier on our staff. Fallen Heroes. Last 3 months, July, August, and September. Richard Jerome Morris, Lawrence Joseph Klein, Peter James Connaughton, Michael Shearer, Alan Mark Richardson, John James Smith, that was in July, and in August, Fred Simons, Gordon Sabin, William Ford, John Michael Van Fraley, Charles Milton Olson. We're still waiting on the records for September. We went over the budget and talked about our VSO training and the grant we got. That's the report. Health Department was already given. I
nothing to add to that. I did attend the bill pay meeting on Zoom on the 15th and Wednesday. There's no Northern Michigan Counties meeting this month. We combine the November and December meetings into one. That's coming up the first week of December on Friday, the 4th, I believe. I won't be able to attend that. Oh, actually, yes, I will be. I'll be back. Let's see. Double checking. That's my report.
Pellston Airport Committee meeting was Tuesday, October 24th, 9:30 in the morning at the airport. Pretty much routine. Jet fuel sales were up 6%. General aviation fuel up 3%. Passengers arrival and departures up 14% in September. That's pretty good. And this is not a committee report, but Dave and I did attend a meeting at the Pellston High School on PFAS. Sponsored by the school and in the state of Michigan. I was somewhat disappointed. It wasn't really a full-pledge meeting. Basically, it consisted of them setting up tables in the lobby of the gymnasium, and they had some people there to answer questions and hand out pamphlets. That was about it. I met the same day with the Mackinac City Revenue Sharing Board, and Pam was up there, and Priscilla. The meeting lasted 4 minutes. Pretty much routine. I think we waited longer than 4 minutes for them to show up. And we approved a third member of the board, Jeff Kurth, C-U-R-T-H. We passed a distribution of funds in an amount of $93,247. And some of the conversation after the meeting was more interesting. We talked about the windmills in Mackinac City. I noticed one was not turning, and the other one was turning, but one of the board members said it's no longer generating any electricity, and the one has been shut down for quite a while. They're out of service, and they're going to be dismantled, and there isn't as much wind in the area as experts first predicted when they put them there, and they're not going to replace them. Emmett County Planning Commission regular meeting was November 9th here at 7 p.m. There was 5 cases on the docket, but 3 were postponed. We did pass 2, 002 TC Holding Company for plan development amendment to allowable uses was passed on Anderson Road, and also docket number 021, Garber Real Estate Holdings, special use permit for a 40-foot radio tower in Bear Creek Township. That was also passed. John Cruzell from Cross Village had a postponement on his resource mining permit request. I met with the Paradise Lake Improvement Board November 8th at the Carp Lake Township Hall. And that was also pretty much routine. We set up dates for next year. We meet 4 times a year. The dates for next year are May 8th, July 10th, August 14th, and October 9th. They're all at 7 o'clock p.m. And the suction boat that they've been trying to sell for a while, they think they have that sold now. And they were quite interested in what I told them about the conversation we had here on Paradise Lake. And the milfoil weed, it's nearly 100% eradicated in Emmett County. The only weed left to treat is in Sheboygan County. And when I told them, I had requested our administrator, Dave Boyer, to contact the administrator in Sheboygan. They were quite interested in seeing what the Sheboygan County would answer us back if they do it all. And that's it.
Thank you, Chuck. So I attended the budget meeting on the first. Thank you, Pam. Did a good job. Keep us right on track. And the 911 meeting, which was 5 minutes. And we put it in the administrator's laps. And then the TAC meeting was canceled the next day. And believe it or not, that's it for me. I know, isn't it? I think everything falls next month, though, for me. So, we are now open for public comment. Anybody wishing to speak at the mic, step forward.
Even those lurking in the hallway.
And seeing nobody step forward, and the next board meeting will be December 11th at 6 o'clock at the County Commissioner meeting. And we have a public hearing.
Just two quick announcements.
Okay.
December 8th here at the county building is our annual holiday lunch. So if you're in town, every department puts on a different lunch. It's kind of fun to stop by and see how we've been here. And then we're planning January 3rd is our organizational meeting, which is the Wednesday after the holiday. It falls on Monday.
So we're looking for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same sign. We're adjourned.